Welcome to chapel on this beautiful spring Friday. Oh, yeah. We've got a number of people visiting today, checking out Hope College as prospective students. We want to welcome you to our campus. Loving that you're here. Welcome to Hope Campus. One quick announcement you saw tomorrow at 3 o'clock. There is, Mortarboard is putting on a Frisbee golf tournament, and all the proceeds for this will help Hope College Disabilities. So we want to invite you to come out, check the Mortarboard website if you wish to sign up. One of the things that I love about Hope College is this people gathering. One of the things that we're trying to do at Hope College is what we call the revolutions. The Holy Spirit is always doing three things all at the same time. The Holy Spirit is always gathering a people, it's always nurturing a people, and it's always sending a people in mission. But this right here, this gathering of people from all over the country who gather into this storied sanctuary and to lift up their voices, it's my favorite part of my job to hear you sing, to worship with you, to open up the book that we love and to listen to the word, to proclaim the truth that Christ has died, Christ is risen, and yes, Christ will come again. It's one of the reasons why I'm really excited this morning to make an introduction. Hope College's campus ministry was reimagined in 1994, and since then, nearly 19 years, 20 years later, there's been two people that have held the position of chaplain of worship music. Dwight Beal, who's been helping us out a little bit, the beloved Josh Banner, who is off to do some other things with his life and with his wife, Susanna. We've done a national search over the last 9 months, and it has come down to one person that we have called, and he has accepted to be Hope College's new chaplain of worship music. And this morning, we have the opportunity and privilege as a community to welcome to Hope College Bruce Benedict as our new... Come on, Bruce. Come on. Meet your people. Well, Bruce, meet your people. These are your people. First question, do you know anything about music? No, I'm just kidding.
No. What was the job?
Bruce, share a little bit about who you are. And.
Well, I wanted to introduce myself. My name is Bruce Benedict. I'm from... No, I'm just kidding. Thank you. I appreciate that. They said that was my joke, was the Southern accent. I'm originally from Virginia, and I've been working...
That's some Virginia love over there. All right.
From a beautiful place called the Shenandoah Valley.
We got a little amen corner going on.
I love it. Thank you very much. For the past 4 or 5 years, my wife and I have been in North Carolina, in Raleigh. I'm working at a church there. But I've known about Hope College for years and years. I've been listening to your albums for a long time. Joshua Banner is a good friend of mine. So it's just, I'm a little overwhelmed to be here, to see all of your faces. I've sort of been sneaking into some gatherings and chapels this year. I was here back in October, but it's amazing to actually have my feet on the ground. I've been here all week, kind of finishing up auditions for next year. So many incredibly talented and godly people at this campus, and I'm super excited to be here next fall. I will arrive in June and be here this summer. My wife and our soon-to-be son will be arriving a little later in the year. You guys can be praying for us. So that's PJ. This is in North Carolina. We had snow once this year.
This is it.
And that's it. I thought that would look familiar. Yeah. So he's been practicing how to walk on snow. But this is Aaron Nylon, and he is 19 months old. And we met him when he was 2 weeks old through foster care. And we are now in the process of adopting him. And it's kind of a long process. You've got to work through a lot of different state organizations, a little bit different than international. But he's really excited to be here. He's trying to decide whether he's going to be a football player or a hockey player. But hopefully you guys will get to meet him and hang out with him and help him decide what he wants to do when he grows up. My wife does theater and performance. She loves everything from Shakespeare to sort of avant-garde, site-specific performance stuff. Before North Carolina, we lived in London, England for a couple years, where she studied theater. And her goal, she's been teaching in some of the universities in the area. She's been teaching little kids. She just loves, she's as excited as I am to just be hanging out with you guys. And to, my role is worship in the arts, to really help you guys see Jesus through music and through the arts. So we're excited for all the beautiful ways that we'll get to do that. I mean, you guys have an amazing chapel. This is a fantastic space. Yeah. So I've been like sneaking pictures of different things all week and posting them on Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, so you can follow Bruce on Facebook. Tell us some of the things you're excited about this particular specific position.
Yeah, so I grew up in Virginia. My dad's a college professor at a state school in Virginia called James Madison University. So I grew up on the college campus. And I love just the energy and the vitality. I love the exchange of ideas. I love how this is a time in your life when you're learning, growing, being challenged, and just getting exposed to the world. Even though it's kind of within a little, within kind of the confines of what a college campus is. So I'm just really excited to be a part of that exchange of ideas. And I love that you guys, this is a campus where you guys take academic study really seriously, but you also take faith formation really seriously. That's something that you're gonna wrestle with for the rest of your lives. And this is a place where you need to begin to figure out what does it mean to be a Christian amidst all the other things in life that you're doing. School, relationships, sports, academics, extracurriculars, mercy and justice ministries. The world is just a big place. So,
your job with worship music, tell us a little bit about some of the hopes you have for our singing, our worship, what is that, as we look into the next future for hope, what do you see? What are you seeing?
Yeah. Well, this is going to be a new job for me, so I'm a little nervous. I'm looking forward to getting my feet on the ground. I'm looking forward to this groove in the grove. Is that right?
Yeah?
Yeah. That sounds awesome. So is that for just incoming freshmen, or does everyone come to that?
Everybody.
Do you guys all fit in the grove out there? That's awesome. Just pack it in. It's going to be great. So fall semester, I'm going to be getting to know people, getting to know students, learning some new songs, and just kind of getting into the rhythms and the patterns of chapels and Sunday night gatherings. So I'm not going to change too many things, but just excited to really just join your worshiping community.
Now, you've been described as a leader of what's called the Retuned Hymn Movement. What is that?
Yeah. It's called a couple different things. Retuned hymns is a word that gets used. Another thing that gets used is the idea of ancient future faith. Just the idea of kind of combining the best of church history, recognizing that we as believers are building upon a rich history of God's people, stretching back thousands of years. And when we worship, we want to be able to worship with all of the saints. That's something that we look forward to in the future, and that's something that we want to bring into the present. So I've been a part of a movement of people that have been just exploring these old hymns, hymns from the 4th century, hymns written a couple hundred years ago, and trying to give them contemporary arrangements. So you guys do a bunch of them. You might not even think about it. Through auditions this week, we've been doing one called Jesus Paid It All, which is an old hymn text, but with a contemporary arrangement that allows it to kind of speak more to the present day. And I've just been encouraging and collecting worship leaders and musicians all over the United States and abroad, and just encouraging churches to be people of faith that worship with Christians from all times and places. Presented a research paper this summer and was gathering together all these CDs and these projects. And I found that there had been over 1,200 songs written from these old hymn texts. And so I'll be introducing a few of those along with all the incredible contemporary stuff that you guys do here.
We all of us at one time or another have a verse that kind of is an imprint on our faith as encourages us to follow Jesus. What would be a scripture verse that marks your life?
So besides, my wife does theater performance stuff, as I said, but one of the things that she's been teaching me is how powerful scripture is when it's read with conviction and read well. And so I'm just gonna read a passage of scripture for you guys, and I just pray that it would be my prayer for us, that Jesus would just speak loudly to us and through his word.
So read this, and this will kind of close our time. We're running out of time, but this will be kind of a prayer of blessing as we kind of head out.
I'll just pray this over you guys.
Pray this.
And you can be praying this for me as well.
If anyone wants to try to connect with Bruce, he's got a website. Cardiphonia is a great way for you to get a hold of him, and we encourage you just to welcome Bruce to the community. But as we end our time together, hear the word of the Lord.
And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word and deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Amen.